1, 2, 1, 2. It's Sound Space Sessions, intimate conversations, and mini concerts.
The song is called Lifeguard, Nako in Medicine for the People. Welcome to Sound Space Sessions in the Napa Valley.
Shift again, we'll never be the same. La da 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 da.
On Sound Space Sessions, Nako and Medicine for the People. Follow him on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. He's playing a sold-out show at the Mystic Theater in Petaluma this evening. Any history with the Napa Valley, where we're at right now?
Yeah, a little bit. This is probably, gosh, maybe fourth or fifth time performing in the area. Played Bottle Rock a couple times, too.
So. Okay, what year were you at Bottle Rock?
2 years ago, I believe, and then a couple years prior to that. So, yeah.
How was that experience?
It's a blast.
Yeah, we agree.
There's nothing like it, of course, anywhere else because of the specific location in this part of the country. So it's a beautiful area and a great event.
And that song right there, Lifeguard, a tune we're playing right now on KVYN, and our listeners are enjoying it. Can you give us your musical background as much as you want to tell us, your influences,
sure.
All that stuff?
I'm from Portland, Oregon, born and raised, so just north y'all, and started playing classical piano when I was 6 years old. First job, actually, out of the home at 17 was music directing for a dinner theater in Alaska. And then I moved to Hawaii for a number of years, thinking that I was going to follow a career in like agriculture and farming and whatnot. I was always forming and playing on the side, writing my own songs the whole time, but just enjoying that and not thinking, career or like, you know, this is my life's purpose. But in the last 6 years, formed a motley crew, and it's much has changed over the years as it does, but we've become an international act, and now it's, you know, I don't like being in a box musically per se, so we kind of play all kinds of music. A lot of people go like, well, what do you sound like? And it's hard to describe when you're carving your own path and you're, you know, you're in your own lane. But, you know, I just often like to describe it as there's something in there for everybody, you know. Roots for sure in folk music and singer-songwriter kind of style. You know, we play all kinds of styles inside. And it's hard, you know, it's when you don't fit in a genre box. And, you know, I think this is time for that in our generation, for kinds of music where people go, oh, I can listen to that because there's many different things there, and it works, right? It's hard to make it work,
right?
But I think that it's a testament to the fine group of fellas that I perform with, who are also all from all around the world, who have all different styles and backgrounds of musically that they bring to the table for Medicine for the People, the band. So we really enjoy what we do, and this album and this song Lifeguards, it's a testament to the ever-changing tide of our maturity as musicians and as a band.
Listen up. It's Soundspace Sessions, bringing you music discovery.
Born to a Puerto Rican Native American mother and a Filipino father, Naco was adopted by a white conservative Christian family in Oregon and raised under the name David Bell. A sixth-generation Apache, he took on the moniker of Naco, a play on his middle name, Nacoese, which translates to Little Bear, as a way of reclaiming his roots. And in his late teens and 20s, he began traveling the country, spending stints living as far afield as Hawaii and Alaska, as he wrestled with identity, purpose, and perception. In a career built on reflective, deeply personal songwriting, Naco's extraordinary new album, Take Your Power Back, stands as far and away his most profound, revelatory, and fully realized collection yet. Recorded in Los Angeles and executive produced by Cut and Dry, the record grapples with grief, trauma, and reconciliation, learning to face heartache head on and embrace the peace and serenity that comes with understanding and acceptance. As heavy as all that may sound, Take Your Power Back is as uplifting and infectious as anything Naco has ever recorded, blending socially conscious folk and rock with soulful alt R&B genre-bending production. It's an album of growth, of courage, of resilience, and a testament to the beauty and evolution that can come from fully inhabiting our pain. And it's proof positive that our true power, spiritual, physical, and emotional, inevitably come from within.
Little bit of cinnamon pours as we snoot. All up on my shit in the morning commute. Coastal quiver on a quest through the dunes. Sandy toes and bottomless curves of the moon. Heavy lifting for Pele's children. Hand of the goddess soaking cliffs keep building. Plate is full but appetite has dwindled. I feel little sick so I keep the fire kindled. You the pillar, steadfast light of bravery. And I the dimly burning candle still shaking. Riddle fear quiver my bones so easy. Well, you're the guru now, so visualize healing. Yeah, you're the guru now, so visualize leaving. Let her go, for she can no longer feed you. And many children need that monarch creature. Just barely missed you, I was finally ready. But you were long gone, too much heavy history. Yeah, you were long gone, too much heavy history. Let go of blame, that shit will never serve me. Bless other men, investigate your mystery.
Turn up the sound. Nate's back on Soundspace Sessions.
Naco and Medicine for the People on Soundspace Sessions. I'm Nate Campbell. Tell us about your new album called Take Your Power Back.
Yes, Take Your Power Back is the new album, and it's a very vulnerable position to put myself in. Of course, that is the gift of music, to speak from your heart and to talk about the hard things and to let the music be that sort of therapy for yourself. And in my 30s now, I have stepped into a much deeper perspective of myself and where I am, where I've come from, and where my family's come from, and where I'm going, and stepped into more of a deeper approach to looking at myself and how to regain balance in a world that is constantly trying to throw you off balance. So the message we are promoting through our music, which is very much, I think, in tandem with so much music now. As we're looking at, you get on Spotify and check out your release radar, there's more and more music that's sort of centered around self-love and around taking care of yourself first. And then once you do that, you're opening yourself up to being available to actually helping the world change because you've taken care of yourself first.
A quote from you: I think I'd want people to know that there is something in our music and movement for everyone. Inclusivity is really important to us, and you can find that at our shows.
Yeah, we love everybody, and I think being able to create a space where people feel welcomed to express themselves, to be from whatever walk of life, whatever type of human being that you want to be, creates a beautiful container for expression and for a safe feeling. You'll see, young babies and children, and elders, and then everyone in between at the shows. Also, all cultures, all economic backgrounds, coming together to just celebrate life in a way where we can say, we see you as equal here, and we try to create an experience with you, that helps you feel grounded, so that when you leave the show, you feel more empowered to do what we're talking about.
Wind Down Media Sound Space Sessions. We're with Nako in Medicine for the People. You want to do another tune for us?
Heck yeah! All right, this song is called Garden.
Home, we'll grow a garden.
we get old? Will we stay open? Open. Open. Will we stay open?
On Sound Space Sessions, Nako and Medicine for the People. You can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. The new album due out soon is called Take Your Power Back. Buy that wherever you get your music. Great song.
Thank you so much.
Nako and Medicine for the People swinging through Northern California, playing a sold-out show at the Mystic Theater this evening in Petaluma, then a sold-out show in Santa Cruz at the Catalyst. How have your shows been?
It's been great. We've only had one so far.
Okay.
But it's good to be back. We've been off for about 3 months, and we're feeling strong as a group, and we've been releasing singles since November, and the album drops in May, so it's the first time we've sort of looked at a campaign like this,
right.
And it's been fun to like observe, you know, like our fans and our family from around the world, you know, taking in a song a month and sort of digesting it, and you know, in this sort of single-driven consumption world, right? So, and I'm still such a big fan of like, you know, the whole story of an album and the book of an album. So it's been fun, like observing, you know, and so when we played last night, and it was great to just see how many folks like know the words to the songs and are really feeling it, you know, and so we're having a blast.
Have you played the Mystic Theater before?
Yes.
Great building, awesome. Right?
I love the vibes like that, you know, they're kind of small theater,
yeah.
You know, up close and personal, old feeling in there, you know, it's a vibe.
Classic.
Yeah.
And then you sold out Red Rocks last year?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're playing Red Rocks again this year.
Yeah.
How was that?
I mean, we've opened at Red Rocks, you know, gosh, maybe four, five, six times now. But this is our first co-headline with our bro, Trevor Hall. And it was such a rush, you know. I mean, you've seen shows there, I'm sure, right?
I've never been to Red Rocks.
Bro. Okay, so what? 2020, let's go.
Got to make it happen.
Come on. It's if anyone out there who's listening has not gone and seen a show at Red Rocks before, probably the number one destination venue in the country, in my opinion. There's no other place like it. 10,000 people, amphitheater in the most beautiful Red Rocks canyon. And, you know, the first place I've ever played where the artist is sort of looking up to the crowd, you know, kind of makes you understand sort of the interesting, like, power dynamic, too, of,
yeah.
Like, when you're playing and looking down at people, and you're, like, casting down, and you're like, let's go, you know. So once you get on stage and you're having to, like, go up, it's a whole different, like, thing.
Yeah.
So, and as a fan, and as objective, you know, when you're sitting in the crowd, it's such an interesting thing to, like, go looking down, you know, jamming down to people, you know, at the band. It's such a vibe, and it's a very powerful place. I think every single time I perform there, there's often a thunderstorm happening in the distance. So it's just a mystical feeling, you know. You're like, well, this place is cool.
33 million views on YouTube?
Is that?
That's what they tell me.
I'm like, oh, I didn't get the stats today.
That's impressive.
We're up since last week. yeah, that's all organic stuff too, right? Like, I started putting up videos on YouTube when YouTube first, you know,
yeah.
Started or whatever, and within a few years, we amassed an interesting following, and our first viral video was this fan-made video, actually, that's got the most views currently. but it was a fan-made video for a demo song that I'd made on the piano that was 10 and a half minutes long. And then this guy made this video, and it went viral, and people were writing to me like, I saw your video. And I was like, I didn't even make it. But it's just cool to see the sensation, I guess, in that sense where, like, you know, music has its own thing, you know, it's going to go do its own thing. And then, and so we've been blessed with that kind of a trajectory.
Nako and Medicine for the People on Soundspace Sessions. And you got a lot of good stuff coming up. Looks like you're playing Lollapalooza Chile.
Yeah.
Wow.
Guns N' Roses headline.
Oh.
I'm so excited. Our bass player is actually from Santiago. So we're kind of going home in his world.
And then Cali Roots?
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh, we've played that.
Outside Land? Oh, you played Outside Lands last year.
Yeah, Outside Lands last year. Yeah. I played that many times before now too. So, you know, being like, I guess what I would consider a West Coast, you know, based group, like anytime I'm getting to play in like, you know, Washington or in California, I'm like stoked, you know.
The new album called Take Your Power Back by Nako and Medicine for the People. Once again, buy that wherever you get your music, and you can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Nako, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
And while you're in wine country for the short time, are you going to stop by and get some wine anywhere?
It's very likely that we'll be swinging by something and grabbing some stuff. So, you know.
All right.
You got to. Support your local winemakers.
That's right.
Hey.
Thank you, Nako.
Yeah, pleasure.
This episode of Soundspace Sessions is a Wind Down Media exclusive.